Good morning. The Secretary General and the President will have short statements, and then we'll have time for a couple of questions. Secretary General.
President Niinistö, Dear Sauli, it's really a great pleasure to welcome you here to the NATO headquarters. And that is really something I appreciate, because this is the first visit ever by a Finnish president to the NATO headquarters. So in many ways, this day is a historic day. Finland is one of NATO's closest partners. You participate in many of NATO's operations and missions. You are present in Afghanistan together with NATO troops, and you also help us in other operations, for instance, in the Balkans. And this is of great importance both for Finland and for NATO, because we share the same values and we face the same security challenges. And NATO and Finnish troops have worked side by side, as I said, in many different operations and missions. And we have been able to develop a very close partnership on a range of different issues, including planning for civilian emergencies and security in the Baltic Sea region. We are now expanding our cooperation when it comes to information exchanges on hybrid warfare, coordinating exercises, and developing joint situational awareness. All of this will allow Finland and NATO to address common threats more effectively. Cooperation means more security for all of us. Today, our discussion covered a wide range of different issues, but also the situation in the Baltic Sea region. And President Niinistö, NATO very much welcomes your personal engagement on the issue of air safety in the region. We agree that transparency and risk reduction is vital to avoid incidents and, if they happen, to prevent them spiraling out of control. NATO is committed to pursuing our political dialogue with Russia. In fact, when tensions run high, dialogue is even more important. And the NATO-Russia Council is a key forum for dialogue between NATO and Russia. The Council has met twice this year, and we intend to hold another meeting in the near future. President Niinistö, thank you again for your for our talks today. Our close cooperation benefits both Finland and NATO, and I look forward to taking our partnership further in the future. And once again, warmly welcome to the NATO headquarters. Please.
Mr. Secretary General Jens, thank you very much for your kind words, for your invitation. This really is the first time that Finnish President visits headquarters, and I guess we agree that it will not be the last time. Finland is enhanced operational partner to NATO, and we are very pleased what has happened so far. We are very prepared and willing to continue and deepen our partnership. Also, partnership includes political dialogue. We are very pleased to have been invited to summit, and that our ministers can discuss together with their NATO colleagues, quite often, actually, nowadays. Finland supports all the actions aiming at reducing tensions globally and specifically, surely, around the Baltic Sea area, because we are living there. Actually, what we have seen in Baltic Sea area during the last couple of months is haven't been very positive. We have seen tensions going higher and higher. You referred to our work to trying to reduce tensions. That is utmost important in time when we only see a different kind of developments. Even small issues small moves backwards, trying to reduce tensions, are now very much needed. So Finland is very open, playing a role to enhance discussion on Baltic Sea air safety, like we have done so far, and I'm very pleased with the response I have got from you. So, hoping to see our cooperation continuing in a very positive atmosphere, like it has done. And, Jens, it would be wonderful to have you visiting Finland during our 100 years anniversary, which takes place next year. You have 365 days to choose. But thank you so very much.
Wall Street Journal.
Mr. President, a question for you. With the election of Mr. Trump, does that make NATO membership less attractive or more attractive? Do you think that Mr. Trump's victory will bring more stability or less stability to the Baltic region? And Mr. Secretary General, do you anticipate sort of any do you anticipate that NATO would be able to work with Russia in places like Syria, like Mr. Trump has suggested, or do Russian tactics in places like Syria prohibit any deep cooperation between the alliance and Russia?
If I start, well, NATO and NATO membership is not depending on one person only, even though that would be the president of USA, and it doesn't have an impact in Finland. I do not believe in that. What else we can think? Well, we heard already early in this morning a different kind of Mr. Trump talking. He was very constructive, and surely we hope that he will continue on that way with regard to Europe, to European Union, and surely NATO.
NATO will continue to provide support for the coalition fighting ISIL, and also then provide support for the coalition that fights ISIL in Syria. And we have just started to provide support with our AWACS surveillance planes. NATO has also increased its presence in Turkey, the ally most affected by the crisis in Syria, bordering Syria. But NATO as an alliance is not present in Syria. We provide support for the coalition, and we have increased our presence in Turkey. We are, of course, concerned by the significant Russian build-up and the airstrikes conducted by Russian planes against many different targets in Syria, including indiscriminate bombing of civilians, hospitals, and many other targets, especially in Aleppo. And we are concerned about the military build-up because we have seen that these capabilities have been used in attacking not only ISIL, but also attacking many other groups and also indiscriminate bombing against also civilians. And we now see the deployment of the Kuznetsov carrier group, which will further increase the capability of Russia to conduct even more airstrikes against Aleppo. And this is something which we have then expressed concern about because we saw the risk of exactly this happen when the Russians decided to deploy the carrier group Kuznetsov to the eastern Mediterranean.
NTB.
Secretary General, how soon do you expect to speak with Mr. Trump, and what do you hope to hear from him?
I, first of all, would like to meet him as soon as possible, and I welcome him to the NATO summit in Brussels next year. But I will also, of course, reach out and look into the possibilities of having a conversation on phone as soon as possible. But as you understand, nothing has yet been decided, and therefore that is something the staffs of my secretariat here in NATO, but also the transition team of President-elect Donald Trump has to look into.
Gentlemen over there.
I'd like to ask you both, Mr. Secretary General and Mr. President, do you think this election result will... I'm Pekka Mykkänen from Helsingin Sanomat, Finland. Does this election result force some kind of a new rethink about the way in which the security and defense is arranged in Europe? Is it too soon to say anything about that? Because there's a pretty lively conversation going on in any event about the EU-NATO cooperation, etc.
The U.S. commitment to NATO and the U.S. commitment to the collective defense of Europe has been rock solid for almost 70 years. And I am absolutely confident that that will still be the case and that the U.S. will be committed to the defense of Europe and to the NATO obligations and our security guarantees. And I am confident because a strong NATO is important for Europe, but it's also of great importance for the United States. Two world wars have taught us that stability in Europe is also important for the United States. And we have to remember that the only time NATO has invoked our collective defense clause, Article 5, was after an attack on the United States, 9/11. And thousands of European soldiers, also from Finland, partner countries of NATO, has participated in NATO's presence in Afghanistan as a direct response on the United States. So I really believe the strength of NATO is so important for the United States and Europe, so we will continue to respond together to a more challenging security environment.
Question in the middle.
Yes, I have not that much to add to what Secretary General said. Surely I have full trust that USA keeps its word, not only to NATO, but also otherwise to international community. What comes to Europe, I have said many times that European countries inside European Union maybe should wake up to take more responsibility of their own security. And that is surely what Finland is doing and has been doing all these decades of, let's say, self-evident peace time.
In the middle.
Petri Raivio, Finnish Public TV, YLE. I have a question to both gentlemen. Are you concerned that President Trump will find a new kind of relationship with Russia, with Vladimir Putin, and where does that leave Europe vis-a-vis questions like the Ukrainian crisis? Thank you.
I think we have to remember that the decision made by heads of state and government at the Warsaw Summit was a decision about enhanced NATO presence in the eastern part of our alliance. And I'm absolutely confident that NATO will implement those decisions. We are in the process of doing that now. So more deterrence, more defense, but combined with a message of the need to continue dialogue with Russia and to keep channels for political contact with Russia open. So for NATO, there is no contradiction between political dialogue with Russia and strong deterrence and defense. Actually, we believe that strong defense, strong deterrence, is the foundation for a dialogue, political engagement with Russia. And I'm confident that that will continue to be the case also after the U.S. elections.
In a situation like this, where we are now, surely dialogue is very important. It's needed. I'm quite sure that President Trump will continue to dialogue. He has expressed many times that he considers it's being very important. That has actually nothing to do with deterrence, which is the other path that the NATO has decided and also partners to follow. We need these both paths to go forward.
With that, thank you very much. That's all we have time for.